thing of today, the Gemara asks the question about why there's no Hallel Rosh Hashanah. Okay, why there's no Hallel Rosh Hashanah?
Excuse me, which line?
It's my timer. Two lines before the Mishnah, the second Mishnah. Amar Avahu, Amru Malachei Asharas Tifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, it explains the reason why there's no Hallel Yom Kippur. The Malachei Asharas said before God, Ribbono Shel Olam, why not? Why don't the Jews say it? Amar Lahem, Hashem answered the Malachim. Efshar, Melach Yoshev Kisei Din, Recipe Chaim Yisrael Mesim Suchim Lefanav. Is it possible that the king will sit on the throne of judgment, books of life and death are open before him, and the Jews are going to say Shira? Can't be. And that's why we're not going to say it. And as we said, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha down, he says, we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, b'chaim halo, l'fi shem yimei tshuva v'yiro u'pachad. Lo yimei simcha yisera. Okay? So, lo yimei simcha yisera. So you say, what do you mean, Yimei Simcha Yisera? Because they are Yimei Simcha. Isn't there a Simcha Yontif on these days? Yibasar and Yayin, the Pasuk in Ezra, so the Chuluchum Hashmanem, Shtim Amtakim, Shilchum Anasai Nachon, Kivikel Hashem Adonainu, so it says, go out and celebrate the day. That's on Rosh Hashanah. So there isn't a Simcha Yontif on Rosh Hashanah. But he's saying, is it a lie? Yimei Simcha Yisera. Because they're Yimei Tshuva Yero Pachad. So we want to understand the logic. What's the sense of this halacha? This, you know, and so what? So the Sefer Chaim, Sefer Simnachum, whatever. But Baal Man is, why can't you say Hal? It's Yantif. And also, why is it depicted as a conversation between Malachi Yisharis and Kadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, the Rambam brings it down. Halacha, it's halacha, right? It's not just some philosophical discussion with Malachim. This is a halacha question about saying Hal. So why is it being depicted here? What's the sense of this depiction of a conversation with Hashem and the Malachim? Okay, that was it. Do we have any other questions? I think that was basically it. So Simcha is saying good here. Saying well. Now, what do you have here? You have this day. I'm just going to expand a little bit. But you have this day, Yontif, right? And every Yontif is a day where you say hello, right? It's a day of joy, right? And there's a Simcha on Yontif. And in general, the Simcha of Yontif is always tied in somehow with God relating to Klal Yisrael, with Hashgacha. Like Shabbos is God as the Borei Olam. But Yontif has something to do with like Atta Bachartanu Mikalam, and it's like God choosing Klal Yisrael, relating to Klal Yisrael, took us out of Mitzrayim, gave us the Torah, guarded us in the Sukkah. He's Yom HaZikaron, he's Zocharas, he's a Mechaper. Yontif is always a theme which has, it's a special day insofar as we reflect on the relationship that God has, the special relationship that God has to Klal Yisrael. And that's the source of Simcha. We're very happy about that, and we express that. So it's like a moed between us. We go to moed, they set aside to reflect on that relationship. And that's what we sing Shira. It's a great source of Simcha for us. And the Yom HaRashon, Yom HaKippurim in theory are also, they're special days for Klal Yisrael. We're in this Katan, the Feneshon HaKeretam. It's Yom HaZikaron. That's Pasuk is not, I don't think that's HaRashon. But it's Yom HaZikaron. There's a special place before God on the Yom HaDin, on the Yom HaZikaron. Klal Yisrael, and we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the different themes of Rosh Hashanah, which is, it's a day which is given to us. And Yom HaKippurim is a day where God is, we're Lefnei Hashem Titaru. So in theory, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim are also days of Yantif, of Amoed, and they should be a day of Hallel. And that's arguably the Malachim's Taina. Why is this different than any other Yantif? Isn't it a special day? Isn't it a day where we should be happy that God relates to us in this way, that we're Aman Ivchar and we have a special relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Shouldn't we be singing joyous songs to God about that? And that's their argument. But the answer is, as Simcha said well, is that, see, for a Malach, that's a good point. The Malach is a being which is like the Chazal say that a person is a mix between a Malach and a Behemah. Okay, a Malach is like a pure intelligence, non-physical being, which doesn't have emotions, doesn't have instincts, it's just pure intelligence. And the Behemoth is just pure instincts. A person is a mix. We have intelligence like a malach, but we have instincts like an animal. So malach, it's perfect. Say Allah. See, but a human being has emotions. And a human being's emotions, there's an emotional state of a Yom HaDin. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim Menachah, for Psuchim Mavala, of Nei Malach, of Nei Malach. Right? And it's a Yom, the Rambam says, it's a Yom of Yera and Vachar. Right? It's a Yom HaDin. And that moves us towards Shuva and seriousness. There's a certain type of a day which affects us internally. And for us, so on the one hand, yes, it's a day where we reflect upon the day. There is a special relationship with the Big Two which God has with Israel, but at the same time, because of the din, so it moves us towards a seriousness. And emotionally, it's like a person can't just shift. Like in theory, you'd say, look, it's Yom HaDin, it's serious, Pachad, Yera, Pachad, Tshuva, let's take a break, 5 minute break, time out, let's do Hallel, get all happy. Sing a song to the great happiness that we have that God relates to us in this way, and then just go back to Yerubacha. But it doesn't work that way. Maybe Malach thinks it works that way, so to speak. But that's not, a human being isn't like that. A human being can't dichotomize in that type of a way, and can't have the Simcha Yisera, which Halal should bring about, and should go with Halal, and at the same time be able to properly, either one of the two things is going to happen. Either he's not going to do Halal properly, or if he does Halal properly, he's not going to do his tshuva and yira and vachad properly. A person, because of his emotions, it can't work. And Halal, apparently, is not just an amiros klikim. You could say Halal. It's easy to say Halal. But you see, the kikim of Halal is belayed. Halal is a kikim belayed. I mean, we don't really relate to this so much, you know, but there's apparently the real idea of Halal is belayed. It's simply zera. Right? And if you can't do it properly in the full measure, then, you know, and that's what I'm saying. If you can't do it right, then because you're prevented by the belief of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom HaDin, so then you don't do it. Then you don't do it. So that's what I'm saying. So it could be, that's why the Chazal are depicting it that way, as the Malachim, and not so much because it's recording a live conversation, but it's trying to show you that in theory, the Malachim are right. And intellectually speaking, yeah, they both exist. They coexist. They're two themes on Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, and they do coexist. On the one hand, it's Din. On the other hand, look, we are not done before God, and He's a Mechaper, and there's a source that should be Simcha, and that should be Pachad. In theory, you're right. They both are two themes which should coexist. But the human condition is such, that's what God is telling the Malachim. It's not possible. In theory, it's a good argument, but it's not possible. The human being can't do that. And therefore, we can't say the Halal. Even though it's like, so to speak, it would demand the Halal, it should get a Halal, but it can't get a Halal. The Chovas Halal can't express itself. And apparently, just to say the Pesukim without that belief, apparently there's no Halal to do that. The whole thing with the Malachim is it's not actually saying the Malachim are doing this, and they could do it, they have their Yom HaShanah, they do both. I'm saying it's depicting it in this way to show you the fact that in theory, conceptually, there are two aspects of the Yom, and the Yom should have is Mechayev in Halal, and it's Mechayev in Shuvah and Pacha, you know, and then. But because of the human condition, you can't really accomplish. Because of your emotions, the way that these two aspects of the Yom affect you emotionally, they're contradicting. Intellectually, there's nothing wrong with thinking about both ideas about the Yom. Idea of Din, and then the idea of the fact that God does relate to Klal Yisrael, and it's a great source of joy. And therefore, what's the problem? Just think that God judges us. That's amazing. He judges us, and be objective about it, and say, wow, that's an unbelievable thing. And to talk about it and give shevach about it. But the person, you're right, I mean, the Malach doesn't have the joy or the fear. He just could give shevach, gives me an intellectual expression of the ideas. So you can, the final Chayes HaKodesh are still saying, you know, saying Shevach Hashem. It's based upon their moves, by the ideas, by the Chachma, so you can give Shevach. And about the Yom HaDin. But, I mean, I don't know that Malachim don't understand. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it really means Malachim can't comprehend that human beings have emotions and whatever. So it's not like they're kind of in the dark about this. I don't know. My point is, it's not what it's trying to do. It's not recording a live conversation between God and Malachim. Trying to show you the concept that to show you wherein the reason why you don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah Kippurim lies within the emotional world of man, not within the intellectual content of these of the day. The way of doing that is by depicting a mashal of a conversation between God and Malachim. The Malachim reflects the intellectual part of a person, and that part of a person really wouldn't have any problem with the coexistence of these two things. But God is saying there's more than that in the person, and therefore he's filling in the malach, so to speak, saying there's more to a human being than just that. That in mind, we have this other problem, which is a little bit of a stira. Okay? There's a Torah brings down a medrash, which is a little bit contradictory to this theme. Okay? And it's based the source of the minhag to like wear white on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and to be happy, a certain sense of joy, and to cut our nails, and to wash our clothing. So it says, I'll read it again, it says, it's a medrash. It says, Amar of Simon, Siv mi ki mi gai gadal, Hashem Elokim Krov Melech. What a great nation God Israel is. He says, Rechnei Rabbi Shalom, what's so great? Eze umakuzu, shiodas ofi Hashem Elokim, Pirish min haga v'dina. What nation is there that knows, so to speak, the customs and the methods of its God? Shemen haga Hashem Elokim in the world, under the Shiesh Lo Din, a person has a din, lo vesh chorim, usatev shechorim, he wears black, he wraps himself in black, and the galeach zikano, ovein echotet ziparnov. He lets his beard grow, he doesn't cut his nails. If he's shen yodeich, he gets all din, he doesn't know how the din is going to turn out. He's nervous. He can't start, he's mourning almost, he's frightened, petrified. Avli Yisrael Yen came, we're not Jews, lo shen levanim, misatim levanim, we wear white, we wrap ourselves in white. And we shave our beards, we cut our nails, the ochlin, the shosim, the semechim, the Rosh Hashanah. Why? L'fishi yodim. We know, Shekhosh Baruch Hu, Yasel HaNes. They know that God's going to do a nes for them. What does a nes mean exactly? It sounds like give us a good gezeirah din, something like that. Right? Because that's what the other guy's nervous about. They don't know how the din's going to come out. We know that God will do a nes. It's not clear why he calls that an ace, but that's right. The fikach nog and the saper l'chaves ber Rosh Hashanah, l'harbos manos Rosh Hashanah. That's why we get haircuts and we wash and we have a lot of gifts on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we shouldn't fast on Rosh Hashanah either. So it sounds like. So the question is it sounds like it's saying that they're confident on the Amadah. But why are we so confident? Is confidence a good attitude in Torah? That we should just be confident that we're going to have a good day? Maybe not. Are we supposed to look at ourselves as a benini? Somewhere in the middle? So that we should be moved to the Din Tshuva? How are we so confident that we're going to have a favorable day? And it seems to be against this idea that it's Yimei Yerun Pachad. Right? All of a sudden, it doesn't sound like a lot of Yerun Pachad. It sounds like it's saying the Goyim of the Yerun Pachad. But me, Guy Gadol, we're a nation that doesn't have that. So it's just hard to understand the whole import of this medrash. You know? What is it that this... And apparently it's singling this out as a great feature of Kali Yisrael. Something special going on here. Right? So, it's a question. What's the idea in this medrash? So, something I was thinking, but I think it was based on something I heard Rabbi talk about years ago. So, the thing is like this, is that what's interesting is, very interesting, is the way Rosh Hashanah works out. Okay, something, if you think about it, surprising about Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, right? But, most of our tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah are not about our din. Not about ourselves, not about our being judged. In fact, in the tefillos themselves, launching Nesek Dola set up, we don't even mention it, really. You mentioned the Sana Tokef is where we talk about it, the Piyad and the Musaf. You know, we talk about how God sits and judges and this and that, but that's added on later. That's not part of the original Seder or the tefillos. So in the original tefillos is where you talk about Malchios, talk about Shofros, but the fact that it's a Yom HaDin and our actions are being judged today, and there's like a day, the theme of the day is not so much about us, and we're not begging for Mechila. For instance, they say even We don't say, I think maybe, I forgot who it's from, but we don't say, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. We don't even talk about Chet on Rosh Hashanah. We're not focused. The focus on Rosh Hashanah is not us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Malchus. And all the tefillos. I mean, you may get that feeling if you, when you pay attention during the Musaf, you know, all the kapiyutim that we say, we're largely talking about Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Nimloch, right? And Maisei Elokeinu, and there's a lot of things about God and His actions and His greatness and all these things, and very little about us doing tshuva, God begging before God for Him to save us. I mean, Yom Kippur a little more. But Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, it's like very, it's not what you would expect. Right? Not what you'd expect on Yom HaDin. Right? On Yom HaDin, maybe in the world, a person would be begging, mourning, in black clothing, broken, you know, very tied up in himself. For us, the root for us to have a good din is not to be involved in ourselves, but it's to be involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to be involved in the highest ideas that we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be involved in Malchus Hashem. To think about the idea that God is a Melech, and to learn Psukim, and to talk about the idea of God as a Melech, and to talk about God as all-knowing, and as Atah Zocher and Zochronos, talk about Hashgachas Hashem, and Atah and Shofros, and to learn the ideas about Shofar, and the ideas about all of the various ideas that we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're talking about the Maisei Elokeinu, and the Malach Hashem, Melech Hashem, all the different ideas, Yisodei Hadas. We are focusing on the Yom HaDin. And how do we procure a favorable then? By being involved, by turning away from the self, and by rising up, bringing ourselves into the idea, the world of ideas about Hashem. And Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur also, there's tshuva, but there's also the focus of the avoda and the Shem HaMiyuchad and the Korah Mishtachvim. It's the focus on the Shem Hashem. Now again, the highest ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the unique thing, I think, which is focusing on, is Migai Gadol, is like the world, when the route towards salvation, so to speak, to use a word, in Torah, is to turn away from the self. And then the self becomes small in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the face of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we have a proper den. It's opposite of what you'd think. You'd think we beg and we say, my life and I'm important. You're not important. So Yom HaDin? Yom HaDin? Oh, God's judging. Oh, let's think about different ideas. God's judging. He's a Melech. And he's a Zocher. And he's a Mashkiach. And we get lost in the world of ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah tells us, insofar as we do that, then we culminate in the Yom HaKippurim of the Kimon Hosei Chaper Lechem Lefnei Hashem Tataru. Is the program that God gave us is that insofar as we properly, you know, do the, you know, we properly follow the schedule, the plan of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, and the progress from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, then we have Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippurim is Mechaper for our Avonos. And that's what our confidence is that insofar as we properly do Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do tshuva, but there's an idea of Yom Kippurim is it's Yom of Kapara. So it does. The confidence comes from the fact that God set us a plan, and there's a simcha. That's the thing. There's a simcha about when we reflect upon that. That we're what are we happy about? We're happy about the idea of Malchios. We're happy about the Zichronos and Shofros and these ideas which were given to us, and that moves us. And we're not wearing black because we forget about ourselves. It's when we're involved in these ideas, we forget about ourselves, and we don't have the trembling in the sad which almost all of them have, because they're totally on the Yom HaDin. It's saying is when they're being judged, they're totally focused on the self. And so far as you focus on the self, you get so you're broken, you're frightened, can't move. But we rise up out of ourselves, and we're involved in the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we have a favorable day. And that's what I'm saying is, insofar as we do that, if we do the Yom Kippur, the Yom properly, both of these days, Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, then it's saying is, then we have we know that God is going to give us an ace. But I think it means that's because it's Yom Kippurim. That's all Yom Kippurim means, the day of Kapara. And Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, as long as the person properly you know, properly serve, you know, does Yom Kippurim, and he fasts and he accepts the conditions of Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and he does it, and there's a kapara. God's mechata. Yeah, so that's what he's saying, Migai Gadol. Is that the great nation is how it's like it's kind of it's illustrative of an aspect of the greatness of our das is how it's like a God it centers us on rising above ourselves and getting us involved in a world beyond our own small world and our own emotions, and it directs us towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And on Yom HaDin, which is a day which you'd think is the day where you focus the most on yourself, you're directed outwards. That being the case, it doesn't, and this is interesting, it doesn't take away from the fact that bottom line is we do have emotions, and there is still din, and it does create a pachad and a yara. I think that in a certain sense they're contradictory ideas, but at the same time they're both true. Is that you can't altogether forget about the fact that din, and that does affect you. And there is a yara and a pachad. But at the same time, it's not all-encompassing, because the Yerim Pachad directs us towards thinking about Hashem and the Malchios and the Zchronos, and that brings us to a Simcha. So there's like, not a Simcha Yisera, not a Simcha Yisera. You see, there's Simcha and there's Simcha Yontif. Not a full Simcha, because we still have the Yerim Pachad and the fact that it's Yom HaDin. But the way we could have any simcha, the Umos HaOlam can't have any simcha because they're totally broken and they're fearful. We could have simcha because the way in which we face the Yom HaDin is by reflecting outwards on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it does bring us up to a state of simcha, and we could wear white and we could do these types of things because we're celebrating the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Malchios. But at the same time, the Torah isn't insensitive to a person's emotions. There is a phenomenon of the Yom HaDin. The Malachim aren't right. There still is the fact of our emotions. And that does mute the Simcha of it, the Mixas. And it prevents him from Simcha Yisera, and therefore it's apparently a Hallel demands like the full-blown expression. Yeah. The Din makes us think of the Dayan. The Dayan makes us think about all the various ideas that Din brings with it. Dayan God's a Melech. And then we start engaging in the ideas of Malchios. And then the idea that God knows everything. The idea of Din assumes that God knows. So we talk about the fact that God is a Zohar and he knows everything. And then the fact that he reveals himself to man and he gives it relates to man through the Shofaros. And it's like the Din it like begins with a Pachad. And the fact of the Din does move us emotionally. But the way we respond to the Yom HaDin is by reflecting on the ideas about Din and about the Dayan and about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings us up out of our fear and brings us to a simcha about the fact that we have all these ideas and we're moved by all these ideas. And that gives us then we have a zikaron l'fnei Hashem. Through that, through the involvement in those ideas, we're in Nizkar before God. You follow me?
Yeah.
The day was set up this way, is that the program, the mitzvah of shofar, which is the machlas, proclaiming the machlas Hashem, and the tefillos, the machlas, the shofar, is the way the Torah set up Rosh Hashanah. It's not saying naturally a person would do this. Naturally, a person would be fearful and would never get out of the self. But that's Migai Gadol that God set up for us, the nature of a din. He structured the Yom HaDin for us in a way that doesn't get us caught up in the self, but it gives us an opportunity to rise out above the self and to get to the highest level. And when are we not done? On Yom HaShanah Yom, when we're at the highest state of ideas in relationship to God. That's the Chesed Hashem, is that our din is not the way we live in the middle of some other month of the year, but it's our din is based upon our state of existence in this time of year when we're involved in the highest ideas. So that's when we're at our highest level, is when we're moved by the Nidiyas Hashem, which the Hashanah Yom Kippur provide for us. And then we'll have a most favorable din. So even if we maybe chotim during the rest of the year, but now if we allow the Hashanah Yom Kippur to move us, then we'll be at a fair better state of existence for the din, and we'll have a better din. As opposed to trying to do din by just working totally in yourself. That's in a certain path. The path towards perfection in Torah is like being a Shav El Hashem. It's not just introspection, but it's based upon the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more you have ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you're moved by his reality, and you see that your world and your emotions are small. And that could help you rise up and do tshuva, and help you get a few more favorable then. To the degree that God is real to you, you'll be perfected. To the degree that God's not real to you, and you don't have good ideas about God, then you're just going to be living in your own small world. You know, so the root is it's like the holidays, which are centered around ideas about God. You know, but that's the way Hashem constructed it. We would never do it on our own. The natural route would be like the almost Olam, because we're so fearful, we'd never be able to even get out of it. But we start davening, and we say, we start talking about the visions of Yemos Mashiach, when the whole world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we talk about Malchus, and then we talk about all the different ideas which the Tfilos guide us towards. So the experience of Rosh Hashanah should move us the way the Yom is set up. That's when we got Yadol. Like, how fortunate we are that God did that for us. Because a person, human being, would never make it that way. You wouldn't be able to get out of it, you know. You needed to be structured that way by God, and by that, just to set up the tefillos in line with that. You know? Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad we clarified that. That's good. Good question. It could be, it's a good question. I mean, why is there a gap of the Sersim Yitshuva? But I think there's a process. I think it's good. It's Rosh Hashanah moves you towards these ideas, and then you work on yourself, and you do tshuva, and then, like, I guess God sets the exact amount of time, which is the best. But, I mean, a person could undergo change in a period of time. So he's awakened by the ideas of Rosh Hashanah, and then those ideas culminate in Yom Kippur. But there's a process. You know, there's a process of where you could be moved by the ideas of Malchus, Chonos, and Shofros. And then, you know, then do tshuva doesn't necessarily happen in a split second. So it's like the fact that there's a Sersimei tshuva gives you like a period of time to focus on these things. You know, otherwise it'd be like too quick. You know, it's like, you know, there's an idea. Again, how exactly the amount of time is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to determine. But I kind of hear that doing it immediately would be too quick, and being, you know, 2 months later it would just lose its effect. But it kind of feels like a good amount of time. You know, it's an amount of time where you could still have the effect of Rosh Hashanah because it's recent enough and gives you time to be able to work on it, you know? Right, because the experience of Rosh Hashanah is great, but you have to internalize it and work on yourself and think into these things. So that takes time. After Rosh Hashanah passes, then you could kind of try to internalize the ideas of it and think into it and pursue the different things you think about. And then, you know, then bring it to the next level on Yom Kippur. Yeah. Next week I'd like to do is the next mishnah. Shofar Shoshayin Mavirin Levesatchum Vimfachum Avzagal. Basically, what you could do in order to blow shofar, what Yisurim you could do. You basically can't violate any Yisurim in order to blow. You can't swim to get your shofar or go to the Tchum. I mean, the next mishnah. Next mishnah in Gemara. I mean, we'll just try to go straight. And maybe we'll continue this. But next week is what? It's Monday and Tuesday, I guess. And maybe we'll continue this in Yom Kippur week, you know, on the Shas Mitzvah week also, because it kind of gets into other things. So we'll see. So that's what we'll try to start on Monday.